Welcome back, everybody. And we've got this game that was sent to us by a listener named Paul. He was kind enough to send this to us. And it's this game where we have a bunch of trivia questions that we ask each other. And it covers all kinds of different kinds of music. So we'll do this. Esmeralda, I will ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You will in turn ask Dan a question.
Mm-hmm.
Dan will ask me a question.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do this for a few rounds. Let's start with the red side of the cards, by the way. Let's start with the red side. And we'll do this for a few rounds, and whoever has the most correct answers at the end wins. Oh, you know what? We mentioned Zombie John Wayne.
Oh.
Zombie John Wayne will you can ride horseback with Zombie John Wayne and his zombie horse.
Oh, man.
So.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right, I'll start out, okay?
Okay.
If it takes me a little bit longer than everybody else, it's because I complain every time the font is so damn small on these cards.
You have to start printing out the questions for him.
Okay, what do the letters...
I would get the answers on you.
Yeah, it's true, because all the answers are on there.
Get you a big magnifying glass.
Like Peter Cushing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Esmeralda?
Yes.
What do the letters of the name ABBA stand for? The first initials of the group members' names... The first letters of the Swedish phrase, lovesick love song, meaning lovesick love song, or they do not stand for anything.
Their names.
First initials of the group's names.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. What was the first a cappella hit song to reach the top of the Billboard Hit Parade? With a Twist by Straight No Chaser, Royals by Pentatonix, or Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin?
Don't Worry, Be Happy by Bobby McFerrin.
Correct.
Was one of those wasn't a cappella, right? Was Royals? Royals wasn't a cappella.
Well, Pentatonix.
Right.
Oh, Pentatonix did a cover of it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay.
Who is the most recorded jazz musician of all time? Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, or Duke Ellington?
Let's see. I'm going to say Duke Ellington.
That is correct.
Okay.
Ellington composed incessantly to the very last days of his life. Music indeed was his mistress. It was his total life, and his commitment to it was incomparable and alterable.
Wow.
Says Gunther Schuller.
Oh, Gunther. He's my good buddy Gunther.
Yeah. Look at us getting them all right.
Is that why you named that guy from Friends Gunther after Gunther Schuller?
Yeah, sure.
It's an Easter egg there.
You and Gunther were crying over your coffee when Craig Bierko rejected you.
That's right.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to name a coffee guy
Gunther.
Gunther.
Okay.
And Ron Liebman's daughter, he's going to be in love with her.
Oh, he was in love with her?
Yes.
I left the show by then. All right, so we're tied. We each have one after the first round. That's good. All right, Esmeralda, which hit song by British group Queen has no choir but features passages in both ballad and hard rock styles? Is it We Will Rock You, Killer Queen, or Bohemian Rhapsody?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's correct. And they're making that movie's coming out in, next month.
Yeah. Who first recorded the song Brown Eyed Girl, later covered by Adele and other artists? Van Morrison, Bruce Springsteen, or Billy Ray Cyrus?
God.
Van Morrison.
Yes, correct.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. And for some reason, Van Morrison had extremely devoted fans. One of them went to over 700 of his concerts.
That's the little trivia.
That's enlightening.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Which artist said, "We have nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nothing we desire anymore, except to make our lives into a work of art"? Was it Lana Del Rey, Amy Winehouse, or Victoria Beckham?
Oh, I hope it was Beckham.
I'm going to say Amy Winehouse.
That is incorrect. Lana Del Rey.
Ugh.
Okay.
She would.
All right.
First.
Let's see. By the way, it's two for Dan, two for Esmeralda, one for me, because I had to answer a question with the answer Lana Del Rey. Who created the lip and tongue logo for the Rolling Stones? Was it Roy Lichtenstein, Andy Warhol, or Jasper Johns?
Warhol.
That's correct.
Yay.
He hung out with them all the time.
Oh. Which American city is the birthplace of Dixieland music? Parentheses, early jazz. New Orleans, Dallas, or Chicago?
New Orleans.
Correct.
Chicago. You're
killing it today.
Thanks.
Except you, Nick.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey.
Well, here you go. You're batting 1,000 with these questions. Which songstress's father was a taxi driver and a lover of jazz who sang to her when she was little? Was it Amy Winehouse, Esperanza Spalding, or Aaliyah? Which songstress's father was a taxi driver and lover of jazz who sang to her when she was little? Amy Winehouse, Esperanza Spalding, or Aaliyah?
I'm going to say Amy Winehouse.
That is correct.
Okay. Good job.
All right. All right. Moving on. Two more questions in this round, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Which country boasts the most Eurovision victories? Ireland, Sweden, or France?
Sweden.
No.
Darn.
Ireland. Okay.
Darn. Which American jazz songstress once said, "Jazz is my soul, my roots, it's me"? Dee Dee Bridgewater, Nina Simone, or Tina Turner?
Nina Simone.
No. Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Boy. All right.
Who said, "I would love to work with Prince, but he doesn't need me"? Justin Timberlake, Pharrell Williams, or Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
That is incorrect. Pharrell Williams.
Ah.
Pharrell Williams has worked with many artists and recorded a number of international hits with artists such as Justin Timberlake, Daft Punk, Snoop Dogg, and Robin Thicke.
Wow. Okay. All right, last question in this round. Esmeralda's got 3, Dan's got 3, I have 2. So here we go. What famous band shares its name with with types of electric currents? With the Alternators, AC/DC, or Surge?
AC/DC.
Yeah.
The Alternators.
All right.
Which instrument is Marcus Miller best known for? The double bass, the bass guitar, or the saxophone?
Double bass.
Wrong. Bass guitar. He plays a Fender jazz bass specifically modified for his use.
Lots of jazz today.
Yeah.
Which artist released the jazz fusion album Sketches of Spain in 1960?
You know, it was Jazz Fest this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, or John Coltrane?
I'm sorry. What's it called again?
Sketches of Spain.
Coltrane.
Incorrect. Miles Davis. Yeah. Though the album received criticism for its elements of world music, it became and has remained very popular.
Okay. All right. Well, at the end of the first round, it's Esmeralda with 4, Dan with 3, and me with 2.
All right, John Wayne, here I come.
John Wayne and his zombie horse. Zombie John Wayne and zombie horse.
Can a zombie horse really hold our weight?
Yeah, I would think you'd just fall through it.
Oh, no. You know, there were actually zombie horses in Survival of the Dead, Romero's last.
Yeah. Were they really decomposed, though?
A little bit.
Yeah, how does that work? You'd think his hooves would just fall off.
There were zombie horses in that, because it was the last Romero movie.
Mm.
So.
Well, that seems implausible.
And they eat the hell out of a horse in the first Walking Dead season. The zombies just go, and just chow down on a horse.
The one time they're all French.
Yeah. All right, let's do a break here for weather and traffic. It's our last Wildcard Wednesday song of the morning, and it's Keith in Kansas requesting Blondie with Maria right here on WGN. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich follows at 5 with the opening bell. and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, we're in the middle of a game of Music IQ. That's where we ask each other questions about music, and then I get them wrong.
And I'm winning.
And Esmeralda is winning. She's getting close to Zombie Horse and Zombie John Wayne. So Esmeralda has 4. Dan has 3. I have 2 after the first round. So let's begin the second round. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who said the music industry is dominated by guys? I work with men 98% of the time. Producers, arrangers, musicians, and engineers. Is that Shakira, Erykah Badu, or Ani DeFranco?
Ani DeFranco.
Shakira.
Oh.
Because, you know, she said it with her hips, and they don't lie.
Wow. All right. About whom did Leonard Cohen write the song Chelsea Hotel No. 2? Joan Baez, Suzanne Elrod, or Janis Joplin?
Joan Baez.
Wrong. Ooh. Janis Joplin. The song's lyrics suggest a sensual relationship between the two artists.
Yes. Yep, he wrote a song called Suzanne for the Suzanne on that list.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah,
interesting. With which opera legend did Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries perform a duet? Was it Roberto Alagna, Luciano Pavarotti, or Barbara Hendricks?
Wow.
With which opera legend did Dolores O'Riordan of the Cranberries perform a duet? Roberto Alagna, Luciano Pavarotti, or Barbara Hendricks?
Barbara Hendricks.
Incorrect. Pavarotti.
Okay.
The duo sang Ave Maria during a concert in support of the War Children Organization.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. All right. Esmeralda?
Yes.
Which of the following is true about the Gnarls Barkley 2006 hit Crazy? It was rated worst song of 2010 by Rolling Stone magazine. It ranks as number one sales only because of downloads, or the music chip can cause seizures. The music clip can cause seizures.
The music clip can cause seizures.
No, it ranks number one for sales only because of downloads.
Oh.
The Crazy music video features images similar to those used in psychology's famous Rorschach tests.
Hmm. Where did Scottish band Texas get their name? From the birthplace of singer Charlene Spiteri, from the last vacation destination of guitar player Ally McGirlane, or from Wim Wenders' film Paris, Texas?
Wim Wenders' film Paris, Texas.
Correct. They felt that the movie's musical theme with Ry Cooder on slide guitar reflected their style.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. That's one of my favorite movies.
Look at that, learning things
and,
these terrible little info things.
Harry Dean Stanton, one of his best performances ever. It's a beautiful movie.
John Wayne would appreciate it because it involves Texas.
Yeah. It's so far from a Western, though.
He doesn't know.
Made by a German art director, so I don't know. All right.
According to the Flaming Lips' Wayne Coyne, what is the best music to listen to during intercourse?
Oh, come on.
Goldfrapp, Portishead, or Massive Attack?
Portishead.
Incorrect. Goldfrapp.
Wow.
All right. I got it confused with one of my friends who enjoys Portishead when having intimate encounters. She loves
it. They one in the same, Wayne Coyne and your friend.
Well, no, that's I got it. I was like, yeah, whatever. If my friend said that, maybe it's true of everybody.
Nope.
Right. 4 for Esmeralda, 4 for Dan, 2 for me.
All right.
Which food brand did Tom Waits take to court for plagiarizing his song Step Right Up? Would that be Doritos, McDonald's, or Sprite?
McDonald's.
Doritos. Doritos.
Which Beatles song recorded in 1968 features Eric Clapton on guitar? While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Julia, or Back in the USSR?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Correct.
Yes.
George Harrison was unhappy with his own performance, asked his friend Eric Clapton to step in. Clapton's participation in the song was long denied as he was under contract with another record company at
the
time.
And then they shared girlfriends and wives.
Cool.
All right.
Which Bristol-born artist went solo after his career with Massive Attack? Was it Jeff Barrow, DJ Shadow, or Tricky?
Massive Attack. A DJ Shadow.
Incorrect. No, Tricky.
Tricky.
I don't know Massive Attack. Mm-hmm. Who the hell cares about Massive Attack?
Esmeralda.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For what occasion did electro pioneer Jean-Michel Jarre organize a mega concert in Giza, Egypt? Egypt's 60 years of independence, the 40th year of his music career, the arrival of the year 2000.
The first one.
60 years of independence?
Yeah.
Nope. The arrival of the year 2000.
Man.
All right.
What is the name of Iron Maiden's Boeing jumbo jet? Iron Force One, Ginger Force One, or Ed Force One?
Ed Force One.
Correct.
Eddie. Eddie is their mascot.
Oh, the group's lead vocalist, Bruce Dickinson, once worked as an airline transport pilot. He flies the Ed Force One when the band goes on tour.
He does, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing guy, Bruce Dickinson.
All right, then.
He is. But I love that they named it after Eddie. Eddie's one of the greatest mascots in music history.
In which country did guitar duo Rodrigo y Gabriel gain fame? Ireland, Cuba, or Spain?
Well, I'm going to go not obvious here and say Ireland.
Correct.
Okay.
Originally from Mexico City, but left their home nation, became famous Dublin street artists.
Wow. Oh.
All right. Well, here's the deal. I can't win. It's the final question, but Esmeralda and Dan are tied.
Mm.
So whoever gets this correct, or it's either going to end in a tie or whatever.
Yeah.
Which songstress sang and played guitar alongside Bob Dylan during the 1963 March on Washington? Would that be Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez, or Janis Joplin?
Baez.
That's correct.
All right.
So, Dan, you have to get this right.
Okay.
To stay tied.
Which city hosts the 100% vegetarian music festival Way Out West? Gothenburg, Sweden, Portland, USA, or St. Malo, France?
Portland.
No. Ooh. Gothenburg, Sweden.
All right. Well, Dan.
Yeah, John
Esmeralda,
Wayne.
Esmeralda wins, but let me see if I can get anything else right or wrong.
Which rock musical artist launched a clothing brand in 2009? Liam Gallagher of Oasis, Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Michael Stipe of R.E.M.?
2009?
Correct. Liam Gallagher of Oasis, Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, or Michael Stipe?
I'm going to say Michael Stipe.
Incorrect. Gallagher.
Really?
Called Pretty Green, referring to the song by The Jam.
Well, wow. I'm going to have to look that up.
All right. You have to wear those clothes? You have to be drunk to wear those clothes?
Maybe John Wayne and his horse could ride you over to a store.
I was going to say, I was going to look it up while I rode alongside John Wayne to get eaten by the zombie horse.
Looking at Craig Bierko's Instagram.
All right. What do we got tomorrow, Dan?
We are going to find out about the Green Street Theater's upcoming production of Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, Green Street Theater. That's tomorrow. Plus, it'll be Triple Play Thursday as well. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, the news is up next.